Okay, so we are now on the second part of the message. Well, I just feel something in my heart for those of us who are pastors and bishops. If God has given you responsibility over the people of God, you can use it righteously. You can use it righteously. Amen. So after this message, you can come and we will sit down and we will talk with you. And we can counsel with you how to turn it to the glory of God. Because there was a man who wanted to buy the gift of God. The man said, "Give me, I will pay for it so that I will have this power." So I feel that the Spirit of God is pressing on some people to repent. And let me say, a woman cannot be an elder. But she can be a mother in Israel. She can function in the church. As a servant of the church like Phoebe. But she cannot be the head of the church. Cannot be an elder. An elder is the husband of one wife. Husband of one wife. Not the wife of a husband. But the husband of one wife. So it's a man. Amen. You know, but when the church is growing up, you know, God can function and God can use us, but eventually God will set the order. Amen. So there is a place for everyone. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are coming to the second aspect of this message. Amen. So all the children, let us follow Brother Martin. And what are we going to do? So all the children, look at me. And we're going to follow Brother Martin and Sister Pavlina. And we will do. Okay, very good.
So,
amen. Good. So now we are looking at man. We need to understand this new temple. We need to understand how this temple functions. Man has three natures. spirit, soul, and body.
Espíritu, carnal, o glavas.
Those are the three compartments in this new tabernacle. This
lawas.
You have God the Father. God the Son.
Dios Anak.
And God the Holy Ghost.
Dios Espíritu.
So God has manifested Himself to us in three natures.
Ang Dios ay nagpakita ng mga ways kasi ito ay yung sa tulong ng mga ato ng Espiritu.
Amen.
Amen.
And man also has three natures. So we are created in the image and in the likeness of God. And this man is God's eternal temple. And I was going to tell you that there is someone else who is interested in this temple. So I don't want to forget that. But first of all, I want us to talk about this new man, this temple that God is making. So first of all, I will talk about the old temple. Okay, yes. It's okay. Sorry. Okay, so we have the old temple. And we know the picture of the tabernacle. So that was the tabernacle of Moses. And from this, Solomon built his temple based on the tabernacle of Moses. There's a man called Zerubbabel. When the Babylonians, when Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed the temple of Solomon, God used another man to build a new temple. And the name of that man is Zerubbabel. Then another man called Herod came and made this temple, this renovated temple, he made it more beautiful. And the Bible says he did it for 46 years. That's how long it was in building. Amen.
Amen.
But that temple has now been destroyed. The Romans came and destroyed it. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this temple had three compartments. You had the outer court. The holy place. And the most holy place. So there are three compartments. Amen.
Amen.
And then outside you had the world. Or darkness. Or Egypt. Amen.
Amen.
So the whole world was in darkness. But this was made of white. It was a white fence, speaking of a kingdom of light. So it was the kingdom of light in the midst of darkness. Amen.
Amen.
And there are many messages. There are different dimensions of truth that you can find in this tabernacle. But what does the Bible say about this tabernacle of Moses? God told Moses, make sure you build it according to the pattern that you see in the mountain. So this temple was a copy of the real tabernacle. Moses saw the real temple. And that temple he saw was the temple of Zion. He was seeing you. And he was seeing me. Amen. But he told him, go and make just a copy to be like the real temple. Now in this temple, Aaron was the high priest. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Aaron and his sons were the high priests. And all this was the general assembly where everyone who was an Israelite could come into the outer court. But in this place was only Aaron and his sons. In this place we had the Levites also. Aaron and his sons were Levites. But it was only Aaron and his sons that could come into the holy place. Now, do you know that Jesus couldn't come into the holy place? Because he was not from the tribe of Aaron. And then the Bible says only Aaron could enter into the most holy place. Once every year. Amen.
Amen.
So you can see this has a problem. Because not everybody had the access into the presence of God.
Dili tanan, pinili lamang, pinili lamang ang makatulito sa belaan ng dapit Diyos pinagbalaan.
So when you go to Jeremiah 31, in verse 31, Jeremiah 31 verse 31. I'm not going to read it, I'll just say it because I am out of time. The Bible says, I will make a new covenant. I will make a new covenant. Not according to the old one I made, but I will make a new one. And in this new one, I will put my law in your heart. In this one, everyone will be the temple of God. Because in this temple of Moses, there was only one temple, only one. And that temple was in Jerusalem. So if you want to worship God, you must go to Jerusalem. And God says, three times in the year, you must go to Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen.
But in this new one, it was different. You don't need to go to Jerusalem. You don't need to go to any special place. In this one, all of us are Jerusalem. Amen. In this one, you are now Jerusalem. You are now the temple of God. In fact, in this one, you are the heavenly Jerusalem. You are the temple of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you are in your house, God is with you. Amen.
Amen.
If you are in the market, God is with you in the market. If you are at work, God is with you at work. So you see, God has sacked the pastor. The pastor has no job. Because all of us are priests. God is with you. God is with you.
Amen.
And he says, you do not need to teach your brother know the Lord. Because they shall all know me. In other words, this is a place of revelation. This is where you worship God by revelation. This is the place where God comes and he appears to you. Solomon was in the temple. And God came to him in the temple and revealed himself to him. And that's what Brother Martin was saying in the morning. This is the place where God can reveal himself to you. Amen. This is the place where you can know God for yourself. He said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Many of us are looking to pastor. Many of us do not study the word of God for ourselves. That is old wine. That is the Old Testament. Hallelujah. You can know God for yourself. God can talk to you. God can visit you. And He can reveal Himself to you. Amen. If you do not know God, it's because you do not want to know God. Amen. God can teach you. The Bible says you have an anointing within you that teacheth you. That the Spirit of God is there to lead you into all truth. That the Spirit of God is within you to teach you and to show you the way to go. So this was the old temple. There is a new temple. Amen. Now the new temple is based on the soul.
Sorry.
You know, some people say that man is a spirit, that he has a soul, and he lives in a body. That is not true. Amen. The Bible says, the soul that sinneth shall be held responsible. Amen.
Amen.
The soul that sins will die, will be punished.
Amen.
It's not the spirit that sins. It says that when a man dies, the spirit goes back to God that gave it. God gave you His Spirit so that you can hear His voice. The Spirit you have, God has given it to you so that you can connect to God. If you go outside, you will see some dogs running around. Those animals do not have a spirit. So they cannot fellowship with God. Amen.
Amen.
But man has a spirit from God. God breathed into Adam, and Adam became a living soul. So when the man dies, the body goes back to the ground. The soul goes to God for judgment. And the spirit goes back to God that gave
it.
Amen.
Amen.
So the soul that sinned shall die. Your soul is responsible. And your soul is that part of you that must be saved. And the soul is you. Amen. And it is the soul that is the priest of God. The body is just a tent. However, somebody has worked a trick on you. Somebody has worked a trick on me. The soul has been relegated, and the body is now ruling over the soul. The body is now ruling over the soul. Is that correct? Amen. Is that right? Is it translating right? Good. Now, there is an order in which God has made you and made me. And that order is that the spirit will rule over the soul, and the soul will rule over the body. And then the spirit of God will rule over my spirit. And Christ will rule over my own, will rule over the spirit of God. And the Father will rule over all. Amen. That is the divine order. But the devil has turned it around. The body is ruling. The body is stronger than the soul. The body is king. And the soul has been put under. In other words, the man has made to take on the nature of a beast. And his spirit is of no use.
It's
dormant. So man comes into the world with a spirit that is disconnected from God. He's not hearing God speak. He's doing his own thing. Living his own life. And the Bible says, he as God. Showing himself as God. Ruling in the temple as God. So man has taken the place of God in the temple. So self is now ruling. Somebody has done that. And his name is the devil. Amen. So the devil is manipulating and working something. So you find that you are not working in God's plan for you. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man to gain all the world and to lose his soul? Now, what has happened is that the soul has been captured by very powerful spirits. The devil has released very powerful spirits into the soul of man. And the nature of the soul of man hasn't changed. And that's why God said, I will make a new covenant. I'm going to go into the soul. I will change man from within. And that is why you must ask God to come into your soul and to work a change. The gospel of the kingdom of Christ is the gospel of the salvation of the soul. The soul must be saved. The order of God must be restored within me.
Niya sa tao, hindi sa Diyos, inahalal siya ng
the soul must be cleansed. The soul must be prepared as a dwelling place of God. That is the purpose of the ministry. That is the purpose of fellowship. Those who are called to be elders in the house of God must understand the purpose and the plan of God. They must understand that God has called them to create the environment so that God can walk in the heart of His people. The false ministry goes into the heart of the people and they begin to take the place of God in the heart of God's people. The true leadership of God is to bring the bride to the bridegroom. Is to point the bride to the bridegroom. And not to take the place of Christ in the bride. And that is what the devil has done with the pastor system. The pastor is a hireling. Okay, don't worry. The pastor is a thief.
Thief.
He's thiefing the heart of God's people. The pastor is usurping the position of Christ in the heart of God's people. So the pastor is a thief of God's. And the judgment of God is coming on the pastors. I do not want to be a pastor. And I pray none of us will be pastors. None of us will be pastors. Amen.
Amen.
Do we say amen?
Amen.
Okay. It's like you are not very convinced. Do you say amen?
Amen.
No, it's not loud enough. So there's a problem. Amen. So you are afraid? Or you are still resisting the word? My responsibility is to tell you the word of God. It's now between you and God. But if you take God's wife, if you play around with God's wife, God will deal with you. Amen. If you play with a man's wife, he will take it personal. And God asked Paul, why persecutest thou me? Okay, so let's come to the board quickly. Our time is gone. How many minutes more do we have? 3 minutes. Okay, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, you know, the soul has two natures. The soul has a heavenly nature. Because there is the breath that came from God, isn't it not so? Okay, and then it has an earthly nature. Because God took the earth and He breathed into it. Amen.
Amen.
So the soul is the most unique creation of God. The soul is a bridge. It's a bridge of the heavens and the earth. The soul is the only place in the whole universe where the heavens and the earth meet together. So the soul, your soul, is the altar of God. An altar is that place where the heavens and the earth meet together.
Amen.
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 And the soul has four natures. So I will draw another picture of the soul here. The major nature of the soul is the mind. There's another nature of the mind, of the soul, called the emotion. There's another nature of the desire. And this is another nature of the will. So you find this in Ezekiel chapter 1 and chapter 10. And then in Revelation 4 and 5. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And in the mind, the mind has two dimensions. There is a nature of the mind which is carnal or earthly, and there is a nature of the mind which is heavenly. Amen. So the mind does not sleep. The mind does not sleep. So even when you are sleeping, your mind is not sleeping. So the Bible said that while men slept, the devil came and sowed tears.
siya si Satanas mabutan o mga sambinit.
So most of the works of darkness are done when men are sleeping. So while you are not conscious, so there is the conscious part of man, and then there is the unconscious part of the mind. Amen.
Amen.
So of us, when we dream, we see ourselves flying or doing different sorts of things. Sometimes when the devil wants to attack us, he manifests in our dreams. And the church has had no answer for this sort of thing. So Christians are afraid of the native doctors in their village. Because the native doctor can appear to them in their dreams. Your grandfather can appear to you in your dream. Your grandfather that has died comes to you in the dream and is giving you instructions of what to do with your wife. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The devil knows who you are. But you do not know who you are. Amen.
Amen.
Because you do not know you are the temple of the living God. But the devil knows who you are, and he is taking advantage of your ignorance to bind you. Amen. But the Bible says you will know the truth, and the truth will set us free.
Amen.
We will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Amen. In the new covenant, he says, I will put my law in the inward part.
Amen.
So that the devil cannot come in. The devil cannot project anything into your mind. The devil cannot come to you in your dream to attack you. He cannot appear to you in the spirit. So God is raising a church that will be able to overcome. But we cannot go so much into it because of time. So what we are doing is just to introduce that. Amen. Hallelujah. So I trust that God will give us time. And we will talk about the new temple and the new priest and the new covenant. Amen. Even the priesthood of Melchizedek. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Pagpatawag, hindi ka tulungan.